This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Morrow Wolf. We're joined in studio today by Miss Black Missouri USA, Jasmine Jones.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I want you to know you're the first Miss Black Missouri that has graced the studios of KKFI, to
Yay.
My knowledge. So you are blazing a trail and setting a precedent. You know, the whole idea of pageants is sometimes maligned.
Right.
There's a negative spin put on it, but I know that it takes a lot to compete, and I want you to tell our audience about that. I'd really like for you to share your journey with our audience. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. What you're doing right now?
Right now, I'm still fairly new to Kansas City. I moved here about a year and a half-ish ago to work at Cerner. And I've always loved pageants. I've watched them since I can remember. And I've competed in two pageants, and I didn't do well. But then I came across the Miss Black USA pageant, and I researched it like crazy. And I just thought, okay, this is for me. This is something that I really want to do. So I sent my bio and my picture in, and they picked me amongst whomever else applied. And ever since then, it's just been day in and day out preparing mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally for the national pageant in August. And it does take a lot of people see pageants on TV or watch like Tyler's and Tears or anything like that. And they just think, oh, these girls are just pretty and they're just walking on stage. But it's a lot. You have to, it's a mindset that you're competing, you know, just like football players, they get into the mindset of going to the Super Bowl. This is kind of like our Super Bowl. So eating right, eating healthy, making sure that you are mentally prepared, because it is a lot. You know, when you go to nationals, you are up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you don't go to bed till 11 midnight. So it's a lot on your body. So you have to eat right. You have to mentally prepare emotionally. If you don't win or if you don't place or anything like that, that can kind of take a toll on you. Yeah. So you have to be just all around ready. And day by day, little by little, I'm preparing myself for that national pageant.
So talk about the Miss Black USA pageant. What does it stand for? What is it all about? The history of it.
Well, the Miss Black USA, it started back in 1997 by Karen Arrington. She, at that time, there weren't many black women in the mainstream pageants that looked like regular black women. So she decided, okay, well, I want to have a pageant that represents us, you know, our different shades, our different shapes, our different hair textures, everything that represents black women. And so 20 plus years later, here we are, and the Miss Black organization is just that. It just celebrates black women and our achievements, not only like out in the community, but also in school and everything else that we're doing.
Okay. Now, are there scholarships? What do you win, potentially, if you win Miss Black USA?
You do win a scholarship. The winner of last year, she won, I think, $10,000 for her education. You also win, of course, you win a fabulous wardrobe, as most pageants you do. You win, you get a trip to Africa and kind of go back to what they call the motherland and kind of really embrace where you come from and where your people come from and stuff like that. Of course, there are media appearances that you do. I know in the past, winners have been able to go to the NCAA Image Awards and things like that. So there's a lot of different things that you get to do as the winner, but the most important thing, of course, is the scholarship.
Well, I didn't plan on taking calls so early, but we do happen to have a caller on
the
air. You want to see who it is?
Sure.
All righty. Let's see what's going on. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
You are on the air at 90.1 FM. Please tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from.
I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Greensboro, North Carolina. And did you intend to call the Urban Connections radio program?
I did not intend to call the Urban Connection, but since I have you, I would love to talk with you.
Okay, great. We've got Miss Black Missouri USA here in the studio today, Jasmine Jones.
Okay.
And we thought that you had a question for or a comment for her.
Yes, I would like to know, what is her commitment to the community, and how does she intend to implement that commitment?
All righty. Thank you so much, caller.
My commitment, my personal platform is foster care. So I've just been out really trying to tell people about foster care. And as a black woman, I think there are a lot of stereotypes that I would like to break. So I'm doing my best out in the community to break those stereotypes that a lot of people have about black women in the black community, period.
Mm-hmm.
So me being a title holder, I think it's very important for me to get out there and say, hey, no, don't let the stereotypes fool you. We are not all like this. So that's just, for me personally, foster care and really trying to break the stereotypes that have been out about the black women or black community. Those are things that I've been really trying to do under my reign.
Talk about where you're from. You're from Central Missouri,
yes,
correct?
Yes, born and raised in Jefferson City, Missouri. So moving to Kansas City, it was like, wow, it's such a big city. And it's taken some getting used to. You know, everybody in Jeff City knows one another, whereas in Kansas City, it's kind of like, who's that?
Yeah,
so
right.
When I go back home, I call myself a quote-unquote city girl.
Oh, wow.
Because now I've moved up to big old Kansas City from Jeff City. So it's been great. It's a change, but it's been great.
Talk about your academic experience in Jefferson City.
I went to Jefferson City High School, and I graduated there in 2006. And then after that, I moved down to Joplin, and I got my degree in health science and my minors in business and biology. And so from there, the last semester of my senior year, I came back to Jeff City and did an internship at the state capitol. And then from there, I got a job at Cerner, so now I'm in Kansas City.
So health sciences, what is that about?
Health sciences is pretty much just a broad degree for healthcare. I wanted to go into, like, respiratory, but then it was kind of like, if you go into respiratory, you just be a respiratory therapist.
Right.
Whereas with health science, you could do more clinical work, or you can do on the other side. And that's why I decided to get my minor in business. So if I do decide to be on the more the quote-unquote business side of the hospital, I can do that. Or if I do want to go and be on a more clinical side, I still have that knowledge of medical terminology and things like that to go and do the clinical side.
Jasmine, you mentioned a desire to break stereotypes about the black community,
mm-hmm.
Black women. What are some of the stereotypes that you see or that you have experienced personally that you would like to tear down?
So far, you know, working at Cerner, where there are a lot of Caucasians there, a lot of people are surprised at how I speak. I guess I'm supposed to talk a different way or act a different way. And I think that the media, things that you see on TV, although like shows like Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives, those are entertaining shows, but it kind of paints a picture of that's how black women are. That's how we act. That's how we portray ourselves. And so for me, it's important just to show that, no, that we don't argue with each other all the time. We aren't fighting in restaurants or anything like that. We are very smart. We are extremely talented, and we are women who are determined to do well in life, who have goals and who want to just be good citizens.
Right.
So that's what I've been trying to do, and it's not really like I set out to do that. I just take what I've been taught growing up and what my parents have taught me, and I just do it the best that I can. And I think that it's helped a lot of people say, oh, well, wow, I didn't. You know, I thought you were going to be like this, or I thought you were going to be like that. And it makes me kind of feel good because it's like, okay, I broke one person down. They don't think I'm this way. That's kind of the thing I've been dealing with, just them expecting me to be one way and me showing them, no, we're all not like that.
So what about, you know, black woman images? I mean, there's so much written, especially currently, I think, because of Lupita's role in 12 Years a Slave. She's a black woman with natural hair.
Right.
She's dark skinned, and she's brilliant, and she's beautiful. Do you think pageants are reaching a higher level of recognition of different types of beautiful black women?
I think they are. Especially with the Miss Black USA organization, that's why I was so like gung-ho to be a part of it, because when I did my research, I saw women who looked just like me. I saw women who were short, you know, I'm only 5'5", so I saw women who were short. Some were, you know, darker skinned, some were light skinned, some were in the same color I was. There are women who had their natural hair. There were women who had weave. I saw a girl with braids. They really just allow you to be you, and if you're confident in who you are, great. That'll show on stage, and that's what they want. And even in the other pageants that I participated in, it's really just about you being you. And if you are confident, if you have, you know, short natural hair like Lupita, great. If that's what you want to rock on stage, then do it, because it's all about confidence. If you go on stage and you're like, I am who I am, I'm absolutely amazing, and you can like it or you can not like it, that's fine, but this is who I am, I think the judges will see that, and they'll be more like, wow, she's really beautiful. And I think that's what Lupita was showing. She was saying that this is who I am. I'm thin, I have dark skin, and I have short hair, but I think I'm still pretty. And everybody, because of that confidence that she has, everybody's like, wow, she really is beautiful. And I think that if you take that into pageantry, it'll show just the same way her confidence.
So where do you get that attitude from?
It does take a lot. It takes a lot, because you do have people telling you to look a certain way or wear your hair like this. But I think people like Lupita do help. And you see her and you see how successful she is and what she looks like, and she looks like you. I think it's kind of one of those things, like, that kind of gives you a little more confidence to know, okay, if she can, you know, win an Oscar and she's famous and she has all of these different accomplishments, well, I'm just doing a pageant, or I'm just applying for a job or something like that, or I'm just going to wear my natural hair and
so,
I'm going to rock it like she rocked it.
Right. So were you a toddler in a tiara?
No.
You were not?
I was a toddler playing with Barbies. I was quote-unquote normal. I mean, I watched it, but I didn't really compete until after I graduated, because I wanted to get an education. You know, my parents were like, pageants are great, but get an education. If you can get scholarship money to get your grad degree, which is what I'm doing now,
okay,
great. But don't give up your education, because a lot of girls, they do. They do give up their education to go and pursue the dream of pageantry. And if it works out for them, absolutely amazing. But I just wanted to know that if pageantry didn't work, I would always have that degree so I can go and get a quote-unquote real job.
A real job, right. Well, you have a real job. So Amanda McCoy is the current Miss Black.
From North Carolina.
From North Carolina. Is she an inspiration to you?
She is. She actually was talking about how she had to become and feel beautiful and show that confidence on stage, because she's tall. I think she said she was 5'10", which in some mainstream pageants, she'd be gold. But, you know, when she was growing up, she said that she was always like the quote-unquote ugly duckling, because she was stuck out over everybody and she was always really tall. But the fact that she was able to take that and turn it and twist it into confidence that allowed her to win a pageant such as this, it's kind of like, okay, she took her tallness and turned it into something amazing. You could take your shortness or whatever it is that you don't like about yourself, twist it and turn it into confidence, and then that'll win you the job or the pageant or whatever it is that you're going for.
So the sash that you're wearing, this is Radio Vision, it says Miss Black Missouri.
Yes.
Tell us about when you won that sash.
When I got the email, because there was from Missouri, you sent in your bio and a picture, and whomever else sent in their bio and picture, the national board, they just decide who they feel will be would be the best representation of Missouri.
Wow.
So when I got that email, I was just kind of like, really? Me? I mean, because to me, like, I think I do good things, but I don't think I'm like, ooh, so great to where I could, like, represent Missouri. You know, you dream about something and you want something, then when it actually happens, you're like,
uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what
scary.
Now? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
But that was something that I've wanted for a really long time. And so now that I have the opportunity, I'm like, okay, Jazz, you got to get it. You got to go at it. Do everything that you can because, you know, you don't want to go into this halfway.
Right.
If you're going to do it, do it. You know, put all that you can into it, put as much time and energy that you can into it, and if it works, great. And if it doesn't, then you know that it just wasn't meant for you.
So when and where is the National Miss Black USA pageant?
The national pageant will be in Washington, D.C. I'll be there for a week. So finals night is on the 11th at the University of D.C., and I will be there for a week just doing different media events, touring Washington, D.C. I've never been there, so I'm going to be taking pictures of everything. Just representing Missouri to the best of my abilities. Of course, we have prelims and stuff like that, so we'll be rehearsing a lot. And just there, just hoping to bring home the crown.
So is it going to be televised? Are people going to be able to watch it?
It won't be televised. It might be on the web. They're still in the works with that. We're supposed to have a conference call here soon to talk about if it's going to be on the web or not. Because, you know, my grandparents, they want to see it, but they aren't able to travel to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it will be on the web. And if it is, I will definitely post it on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/ Miss Black Missouri USA 2014.
Okay.
That's where you can keep up with all my my events leading up to the pageant and during the pageant.
So what is it going to take, Jasmine, for you to get to D.C., be prepared, and participate in this pageant?
It takes a lot. You know, for me personally, I'm really trying to mentally get prepared. But there is funding involved, and getting sponsorship and everything like that is one of the big things that I really am working on. I would love to have more sponsors. A lot of girls do have wardrobe sponsors, hair sponsors, and things like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Southern states are pageant states. So a lot of the southern states have sponsors for your hair, for your makeup, or for your wardrobe or anything
really?
Like that. Yes, it is.
So you actually need a whole marketing package put together to shop to people for potential sponsorship.
Yes, and that it's been a little difficult being that, you know, there wasn't an actual pageant, so to speak, for
mm-hmm.
Missouri. But I am out looking for sponsors for hair and makeup and wardrobe and everything like that. Or if they don't necessarily have, like, a service to sponsor, if they just want to donate to the cause or anything like that, that's fine, too. So those are things that I've just been doing here in the last couple of weeks just to prepare for nationals.
And you've got one of those sponsor pages, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that?
The GoFundMe pages.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
What is that like? What's that about?
GoFundMe is simply where you just go online, and I have different price amounts. The GoFundMe page is actually linked to my Facebook page, my Miss Black Missouri Facebook page. You go online and you can pick an amount that you want to donate, anywhere from $20 to $500, and in between there. And you just pick, oh, well, I only have maybe $20 to give. And you click on $20 and you just give what you can, and I will send you a message like, thank you so much for supporting me. I really, really appreciate it. And that's it's really simple. It takes maybe 5 minutes. So I know the NBA playoffs are on today, so maybe a commercial.
A little competition, yeah, but
yeah.
During the commercial.
Yeah, during the commercials are what, 2-3 minutes long?
Yeah, that suffices.
Yeah.
To go to that Jasmine Jones page. Jasmine, you know, it's not an issue that I have personally, but it seems as though young black people are really, really misunderstood,
mm-hmm.
underrepresented, all of that. And we see so much negative press, negative information about what young black people are doing. What is your perception of the state of young black America being sort of in that group?
It's kind of upsetting because I'm considered in that group.
Yeah.
Statistically, I'm supposed to have a bunch of kids and mm-hmm. supposed to be on some type of government assistance right now.
Mm. And according to some twisted, skewed.
Right, right. Yeah. And it's upsetting
statistics.
Because it's like, well, where are you getting those numbers from? Because everybody that I know is doing amazing things in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times I've just looked on Facebook at my friends' friends that are just doing really good things. And it's just kind of one of those things where I wish that there was more outlets, like maybe not pageants, but pageants with the outlet that I took.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe other outlets that really show young black people doing good things. And maybe people, you know, don't think that pageants are necessarily a good thing. But when you see someone walking with a crown and sash, you pay attention. And you're like, hey, what are you about? Why are you having a crown and sash? And so for me, I take that opportunity, whether somebody has a negative or positive opinion about it, and I show who I am in a positive way. That way, when they see me and they see a black woman who is educated and who's trying to do good things, who's trying to get her master's degree and stuff like that, they won't have that stereotype that, oh, all black people are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if more activities or more outlets were geared towards showing positive things in the black community, the stereotypes or maybe the mindset about young black people would be different. And it's just really unfortunate.
Yeah, it is, and it's pervasive too. So, okay, so what about the music? Because that's part of what's shaping this imagery. What about the music of, you know, contemporary black music?
The music, it's difficult for me to judge another artist because I play an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like I get it, but at the same time, when you are a musician and when you are in the public eye, whether it's big or small, you have a quote-unquote responsibility, and you have a platform, and people are looking to you. So I think like the other day I learned that Lil Wayne went to college. I had absolutely no clue.
I had no idea.
No clue.
Never have guessed it.
No clue he went to college at all. But if he, being someone who has such an influence on young black people, young white people, people period, if he was to say, yeah, I went to college, you should do the same thing, it would absolutely change things. I had no clue he went to college. It makes sense because he has been so successful in his music and his company and everything else that he's doing. But I think that if people who did go to college that are in the music or hip hop or whatever did say, yes, I went to college, this is who I am now, if you go to college you can be the same thing or you could be better, I think that'll help versus, you know, just them making that music and then you look at younger kids looking at them thinking, oh, I don't have to go to college, I'll just be a rapper.
Yeah. And not too many make it, unfortunately.
Right.
Well, you know what? We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Jasmine Jones, who is Miss Black Missouri USA, going to compete in the National Miss Black USA pageant. What month? August?
August.
August of this year in Washington, D.C. You're tuned to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Wolf. Stay with us. We'll be back right after the break. 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, Urban Connections with your host, Donald Wolf. I'm joined in studio today by Miss Black Missouri USA, Jasmine Jones.
Hello, hello.
If you have a question or a comment for our guest, Jasmine Jones, give us a call here in the studio. The number to call is 816-931-5534. That's 816-931-KKFI. Jasmine Jones, Miss Black Missouri USA, is in the house. Okay, who are some of the individuals who most influenced you in your life?
Of course, my family did. Just my grandparents. They told me a lot of stories about them growing up. My dad's parents lived in Alabama, so they were there with the discrimination.
60s, 50s,
yeah, all of that. So they're definitely an influence. My mother, my sisters, I have two older sisters. So they're definitely positive influences in my life. And, you know, I just look up to them and I ask them for advice. I have some amazing friends that, you know, they're just like, wow, you are the bomb. Like, you are so great. You're doing all these different things in your life. And now I have a bunch of what we call sister queens, which are, you know, people that I'm quote-unquote competing with, but these are girls that I'm going to be really side-by-side with for a week here in the next couple months, and we've just been talking on Facebook or like texting or anything like that and getting to know one another, and they are also doing really good things. So I look up to a lot of different people, but mostly just growing up, I looked up to, like, my sisters and my grandparents and my mom.
Okay. And your favorite contemporary artists, you being an artist yourself, but whose music do you like?
I would have to say I love Beyonce as a performer. Now, as an artist, to me, there's a difference. Beyonce is a good entertainer. Mm-hmm. I went to her concert back in December, and she puts on a show. Mm-hmm. Now, as an artist, I like Alicia Keys because she plays an instrument. Like, she'll shell out a show, just her and a piano. So it's a difference. Now, if you're talking about, you know, who do I like to dance to, of course I like to dance to Beyonce and, like, Rihanna and stuff like that, but who do I respect as a musician? People who play instruments like Alicia Keys, Prince, people like that. I grew up listening to, like, Earth, Wind & Fire, so I really like them. Just people who have that musical talent, who just made it because I play an instrument, I worked really hard to perfect my craft, and now I'm famous. That kind of thing.
So Beyonce is misogyny personified, I think. I'm a little surprised at your choice for her as a favorite entertainer because of what you said before about how artists are responsible for what they produce. So what do you think about Beyonce's message? What do you see as her
message? I go back and forth because I do love Beyonce, and I'm older, so I get it. But, you know, if I was a mother, I'd be like, no, you can't listen to Beyonce. No, because, you know, especially like her current album, she does talk about sex a lot. But for me as an adult, I get it. I understand it. So I'm okay with listening to it. I just go back and forth with Beyonce because I love her so much. But I can understand why people are kind of taken back about her because of what she puts out in the media.
Okay. Well, I'm from the old school, and the last thing I saw her on, I was shocked and appalled. But that's just me. Let's take this caller. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Oh, hope I didn't do that. Give us a call back, 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI. Your questions or comments for our guest, Jasmine Jones, Miss Black Missouri USA. Caller, are you there?
Yes, this is Amy calling from Prairie Village.
Hi, Amy. You're on the air at 90.1 FM. Are you our Amy? that was
I am your Amy, and I am a big feminist, and I am also a big fan of Beyonce.
Okay. How does that
so
work?
So I just want to say there is nothing anti-feminist about loving Beyonce, and Beyonce herself is a fantastic feminist.
She is, yes.
Okay. Well, get me straight
I'll
now.
I'll take my comments off the air.
Set me straight. Thank you, Amy. So, Beyonce is a huge feminist.
Yeah, she does believe that, you know, women can be successful and smart and everything that a man can be and not looked at sideways kind of thing. It is kind of tough whenever you talk about Beyonce because some of her music isn't really fit for like a 13-year-old or anything like that. But as an adult, you know, I get it. I understand, and I love it.
Okay, 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI. If you have a question or a comment for our guest, Jasmine Jones, who is Miss Black Missouri, USA. Now, Jasmine, what are you going to do as your talent at the pageant in August?
I will be playing the clarinet. I am a what I call like a hidden band nerd. If you know me, you know I'm a big what you call a band geek.
Yeah.
I've been playing since about the sixth grade. I played all through college, and after college, I'd stopped for a little bit, and then I was convinced to play again in the church orchestra. So I've just been taking lessons and getting back into the swing of things as far as playing the clarinet, re-recognizing myself with the notes and everything like that to prepare for nationals.
Okay. I think there's another caller. Caller, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you're on the air at 90.1 FM. Please tell us your name and what part of town you're calling from.
Brother Ron McMillan, calling from South Kansas City.
Brother Ron, a question or a comment for our guest, Miss Jasmine Jones.
I would like to ask the illustrious, beautiful Jasmine.
She is beautiful.
I haven't even seen her, but I always think she's beautiful anyway.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask her what she thinks about people like Michelle Obama, the first lady, and what she thinks about some of the things that she has done as the first lady to set the pace on eating and health. And as her being in the spotlight now, will she run for political office in the future? And what does she think about that?
All righty. We'll find out, Brother Ron. How ironic. We were just talking about Michelle Obama.
I adore Michelle Obama. I think she's great. Just for her to represent black women, and just women, period, but especially black women, because she is a black woman. You know, she got her law degree. She went to Harvard. She's first lady, which is like the highest, one of the highest positions you could be outside of president, of course. And, you know, the fact that she has this healthy or let's move campaign, it really is kind of like hit home because one of the organizations that Miss Black USA is in partnership with is a Heart Truth campaign where they talk about heart disease being the number one killer of women. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a black woman, we unfortunately are really high numbers as far as diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that. So her having that Let's Move campaign where she is going around and she's telling people, okay, let's get out there, let's get active, and she's doing the Dougie and stuff like that. Yeah. It just really shows how down to earth she is. And also just let young women like me see, like, okay, you could have it all together, so to speak. You could be successful, be a great mom, be a great wife, and still look great in the meantime. Like, every time I see her, yes, she does have a team, but I've seen pictures of her before the White House, and she still looked great.
Yeah, she looked good.
And so, for me, Michelle Obama is like, wow. If I was to look up to somebody in the media, I would look, as much as I do love Beyonce, I'd look up to her because, you know, she's just doing really good things. And as far as me running for political office, no, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Well, see, that's part of the problem. Because it seems like the smart people, the smart good people don't have political aspirations, but they're the people that we need, that That's we're going to need going forward if there's going to be any sort of positive change in our society, if we're going to maintain anything. So I'm just saying, keep it in mind.
When I did the internship at the state capitol, it really was an eye-opener. There are a lot more black representatives and senators that surprised me than I thought that there were. And I went around, I talked to a few, and they did encourage me to get involved in politics and things like that. I will keep it in mind. At the moment, it's kind of like a, no, not really.
Not so much.
But I will definitely keep it in the back of my mind. Like, maybe in a couple of years, my mind will change and I'll run for office. And I'll come back on the air
and we'll talk about your campaign.
Yeah.
All right. Now, grad school.
Grad school
is, you know, a big old deal. Have you made the decision about where you're going to focus?
I think I want to get my MBA, but a lot of people get their MBA.
Yes, a lot of people get their MBA.
But it's kind of like communications, where if you get your degree in communications, it's such a broad kind of thing that you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go within that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm still trying to pinpoint. I do want to go into business. There aren't a lot of women in business.
Not as many as there should be. Certainly.
Exactly. So I do want to go into business, whether it be my own later down the line or whether it be running a business, being a CEO at Cerner, which would be absolutely amazing.
Okay.
If I do go and get my MBA, I definitely want to stay with Cerner because there are so many different executive positions or manager positions that I could do with that degree. Or if I decide to go outside of Cerner with that MBA, I could really go anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much. So what are your, not to put anybody on the spot or anything, but what are your coworkers and your peers think about you running for Miss Black USA?
They were, at first they were a little confused.
Confused?
Because Miss Black USA?
Oh, okay.
So is there like a Miss White USA?
The other one is just implied.
Okay? Right. Yeah. And I explained it to them. And once I kind of sat down, I was like, okay, how many Miss Black Americas, like in the Miss America system, how many black women have won? Well, I don't know. Well, there's been like 8. And it's been around for 90-something years now, almost 100 years.
I wouldn't have said 8.
It's been like 8. Okay. Miss USA, I think it's been 6 or 7, and they've been around for 60-plus years.
Okay.
So if you want to put it in some type of perspective, that is the quote-unquote Miss White USA or Miss White America. Mm-hmm. It's not called that, but a lot of times, you know, it'll be 5, 6, 7 years before a woman of color wins. Mm-hmm. So once I explained that to them, they understood, and then they were just kind of like, really? I don't really see you as like a pageant girl. But, of course, they get their ideas of what pageant girls are supposed to be from just what they see on TV.
I'm doing the wave, everybody.
The wave, yes. And so once I explained it to them, you know, pageant girls aren't the girls walking around in full hair and makeup every day. Those are the girls in sweatpants and a T-shirt. But when they do get dressed up, it's like, wow.
They clean up good.
Yeah, they clean up really well. So they were really supportive after I explained what was going on.
Well, I'm glad because I wouldn't want there to be any haters.
No haters.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to take a break right now. And when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Jasmine Jones. She is Miss Black Missouri USA, going to compete nationally to represent the state of Missouri in Washington, D.C. in August of this year. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this message.
Many people in this country tackle some of society's biggest problems without government or institutional help. On Jaws of Justice Radio, Monday at 9 a.m., we talk with Mike Lowe of Bessie's House and Dan Smith of Elios Ministries about helping the homeless in Northeast Kansas City. And you can call in with your questions and comments. Jaws of Justice Radio, Monday, 9 a.m., right after Democracy Now!
FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, Urban Connections. I'm your host, Donna Wolf. We're joined in studio today by the currently reigning Miss Black Missouri USA, Jasmine Jones.
Hello.
And she's going to be competing in Washington, D.C. With, I guess, with young women from across the United States.
Mm-hmm. And the Virgin Islands as
well. And the Virgin Islands.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's amazing. Well, I love D.C. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful
time there. I'm excited. I'm really
excited. Great town. If anybody's got a question or a comment, feel free to give us a call here in the studio, 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI. Your questions or comments for Jasmine Jones. We were talking off mic during the break a couple of times, different times. Our citizen scholar, Benita Morrow Martin, is in the studio with us as well. And, you know, we talked about your experience academically and all these weird stereotypes that you get confronted with, and you were talking about the experiences that you shared, like with my kids, that, you know, your friends, mm-hmm. they went to school north of the river. And so people, especially people of color, mm-hmm. because of the way you speak,
right.
because of the activities that you're involved in, because that you're successful academically, say that you're white. Okay, how does one respond to that, and how did that make you feel?
When I was younger, it really hurt my feelings because nobody wanted to hang out because they thought I was too white. Okay. And so I did go through a period of time where I altered who I was and what I was taught to kind wow. of fit in. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of kids who grow up the kind of same way that I did, where you go to a school where you may be the only black kid in your class, or there may be six black kids in the entire school. So I did, like, especially in high school, where people can be kind of rude. It can yeah. be really, really mean. I found myself acting how the other black people acted because I was like, oh, well, they say I acted white, so I guess I'm not really acting black. This is how black is supposed to act. Although I knew in the back of my mind it wasn't.
You knew better.
I knew better. You know, everybody around me acted the same way that I did. That's who I learned it from. My parents, they speak properly. All my brothers and sisters, everyone around me acted the way that they were taught to act. But when I went to school, I would be loud, and I would be how those other black people were. to fit in. And then when I started doing that, they still didn't accept me.
Because then you were fronting.
Yeah,
right?
They were like, oh, you don't do that. You're a church girl, this and this and that. And so now that I'm older, I'm just me.
Oh, and that's
I was just not accepted fully by the people who are quote-unquote, like, black people. And when I went home and I was telling my parents about it, I remember, like, they don't like me. Nobody likes me. I don't have any friends. I'm not white enough for the white people because apparently they think I'm too black. But when I try to hang out with the black people, I'm too white. I don't have any. I don't want to. What am I going to do? My dad, I will never forget this. He told me, he's like, well, if you saw a black man speaking French, what would you call him? I was like, well, he's French. He's speaking French. Was it black French or is it white French? I don't know. It's just French. Well, if you see someone who's black speaking English, there's no such thing as, like, I mean, there's slang, but there's no such thing as, like, black English and white English. It's just English. So if you speak correct English, don't let anybody else tell you that it's wrong or that you're speaking, like, white English or anything like that. English is English. You speak it correctly, great. If you speak a little slang here and there, okay, but don't let, like, a black person say you're white because you're speaking correct English.
Yeah. Part of it is kind of like you have to be multilingual.
Right.
So that you can speak appropriately in whatever setting you might be in. So if you're in France, you go speak French. If you're in America, you speak American. And if you're in an area, I guess, where there's a particular dialect that's spoken, then you speak that one.
Yes.
That can be kind of stressful,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, and I just kind of gave up. And I was like, I'm just going to speak how I was taught. You know, if sometimes, and I do sometimes say, like, slang words like ain't or whatever. Slang is out nowadays.
Right.
But for the most part, I do try to speak correct English. Am I the best at it? No. But I do my best. And I think that it's important, you know, especially as an adult, you're going to try to get jobs. You're going to go on the radio. You're going to speak in public, especially, you know, now that I have this title. You're going to do a lot of public speaking. And you can't get up there and talk like a fool.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Okay.
And not even on a platform basis, just in life. Period. We talked earlier about breaking stereotypes. That's one way you do it. You took English in school, apply it.
Okay.
So.
I like that in you. okay, so let's talk about black beauty now. You have a very natural, clean look, natural hair, skin, everything. What is your beauty philosophy process?
I drink a lot of water.
Okay, that's a good thing.
At least I try to. I do like juice and soda and such. The process, I'm still deciding. Natural hair, for me, it does take a lot of maintenance. And it's fine, you know, because the outcome is cute. It's pretty.
Yeah.
But my beauty regimen, so to speak, I try to exercise and drink a lot of water and just wash my face as often as possible.
Now, that is so basic. I just love that. I just love that. Because I just see too many people who try to, treat their face like it's a canvas, and so they slather it with oil and, you know, turpentine or whatever it is, and wind up looking very, very unnatural and not at all beautiful.
Yeah.
More like they're going to crack or something like that.
With makeup, I was always taught, I didn't wear a lot of makeup until I got older, and competing in pageants, it actually has helped me do better with my makeup, because I was, growing up, I was in band, which there's no point in wearing makeup in band. I ran track. There's no point in wearing makeup when you're out on the track.
Okay.
And so, you know, now that I'm older and I am competing, I did take, not lessons, but I did watch a lot of YouTube videos on different makeup tips. I had my sisters help me out a lot. But I've always been more of a natural kind of thing. As far as makeup is concerned, I've always taught, like, makeup is meant to enhance your beauty, not really make it beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I try, you know, like on stage, of course, you wear more because you're farther away from the judges.
Yes.
But from day to day, I might wear some blush or some mascara, just depending on how much time I have. I don't really try to put on too much makeup because it breaks my face out, and I don't really like that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. 816-931-5534, 816-931-KKFI. If you have one last quick question for our guest, Jasmine Jones, competing in the Miss Black USA pageant, representing the state of Missouri in August in Washington, D.C. If you would like to give a web page or contact information for people who want to learn more.
My web page is facebook.com/ Miss Missouri USA, Miss Black Missouri USA 2014. Or you can just go on your own Facebook page and search for Miss Black Missouri USA 2014, and I'll pop right up. And there you could keep up with all what I'm doing from the past until I am done competing, even after I compete. If I happen to win, fingers crossed.
Okay.
I'll put that on my page as well. All the information about donation and everything else will be on that page.
And you have an interest in the foster care system and foster kids. What have you been seeing that you think we need to do some work on?
I think just talking to them, a lot of these kids kind of get bounced around, and so they feel like nobody really cares about them or nobody really is interested in their lives or what they have to say. A lot of times with the kids that have come into my parents' house, just sitting down and talking to them really makes a big difference. I was blessed to have both parents growing up, and so we had a lot of open conversation during my childhood between like me and my siblings, and a lot of them don't have that. So I've just found that just talking to them about whatever it is that they want to talk about really helps out a lot.
And in what capacity have you been interacting with these kids?
So most of the time, my parents are still foster parents, so I go home and I take the girls out. You know, they want to go see a movie, I take them out to a movie, or we just sit around and watch TV. As far as, you know, on a Miss Black Missouri level, there have been events that I've been to, and I just tell them, you know, just because this is the situation that you're currently in does not mean that this is going to be your outcome. You know, a lot of times people get in a situation and they think, oh, okay, well, this is all I have, this is what's going to happen to me. But you can turn that situation around and make it better. And it is, I don't fully understand their lives because I haven't experienced it, but I'm on the other end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so I can tell them, you know, like, you look at my life and you think it's great. Well, your life can be the exact same thing. Like, don't let the fact that you're in foster care take over your whole life. It is very unfortunate, and I'm sorry that has happened to you. But take all that energy and put it into something positive, and it'll be fine.
All righty. That must have been pretty amazing. You grew up with foster kids.
Yeah, for about eight or nine years now. So it was towards the later years of high school.
Mm-hmm.
They were in activities, and I would always drive them around, take them to different activities my parents put them in. And we just talked, and most of them have been girls, and so I've been their big sister, which is great because I don't have a little sister.
Okay.
And it's just been nice.
Okay. Well, thank you so much,
Jasmine.
Thank you. All the best to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are rooting for you here at 90.1 FM KKFI. Jasmine Jones, Miss Black Missouri USA, competing in the Miss Black USA pageant, representing the state of Missouri in August. Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Thanks for having me.